It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome, everyone out there in Radio Land. I am George Williams, your host, and I'm so glad to be back here behind the mic, folks. Our number here is 251-343-0106. Now, you can text me at that number, and if it's appropriate, I'll give it over the air. If not, I'll just keep it to myself, okay? All right, folks, we have so much to talk about, especially with these Democrats, alias Democrats, because you have to be a demon to do what they're doing to our country, folks. I mean, totally unbelievable. From the White House on down, it's unbelievable. But before we get into all of that, now we will have a guest calling in, okay? I won't tell you who that person is, but we will have a guest. But before that, we're going to play, as customary, Dick Morris, because he's got some very important information for us. So please listen up to it and think about it. Here we go, Dick Morris.
The Democratic Party is desperate. Its back is to the wall. In the midterm elections, the House is already gone, probably by a significant margin, and their Senate majority is in serious peril and likely vanishing. In my book, The Return, I warn that when Democrats get desperate, they pull an October surprise in a frantic last-minute effort to stem the tide before it engulfs them in the election. And this October is a prime example of that danger. What will it be? Well, there are several possibilities. One is that the FBI and the DOJ ratchet up their investigation of Trump so as to create the sense of urgency and immediacy, and with their media allies hype the charges to a point where they dominate the news cycle. Another possibility is that Biden's national security and foreign policy establishment hype the fear of a Russian nuclear attack in Ukraine to drown everything else out and urge people to rally around their president in a time of crisis. A third possibility is that Democratic operatives have stockpiled all kinds of negative data about the Republican candidates for the Senate. The recent barrage of unfounded personal allegations against Herschel Walker, our candidate in Georgia, are a good example. And those could be timed for October so that there's no time for the facts to come out or for a rebuttal. And finally, the January 6th committee, which will probably go out of existence in a few weeks when the Democrats lose the House, could call some spectacular witnesses, perhaps including President Trump himself, to attract attention and to distract voters from the inflation that is driving them to vote for Republicans. These are all real possibilities, and I want to warn you about them. In my book, The Return, I spell out what might happen, and it's getting more and more likely.
All right, folks, that was Dick Morris, and he hit on a couple of things. The one I heard today about Herschel Walker, I mean, the Democrats are at it again. They are lying. They don't know what to do, which way to go, folks. And like Dick Morris said, watch out for them. But guess what? It's not going to do any good. You know why? Because you, our listening audience, know what's going on. Now, all we need you to do, folks, is get out there and vote, okay? Let's drive the Democrats to a cliff and see what they'll do when they get to that 1,000-foot cliff, okay? We just can't allow them to continue with what they're doing. We cannot. And so and we have a group going to Georgia within 2 weeks to help Herschel Walker and the other Republican candidates. All right. We also have a group going to Philadelphia, to Pennsylvania, to help Dr. Oz with that idiot, whatever his name is. It's unbelievable. Okay? So, you know, pay attention to what Dick Morris has said, because you never know what the Democrats are gonna try. I look at Harris when she went to Florida the other day, talking about the aid must be proportionate to the individuals there, meaning you have to give more aid to minorities than anybody else. And they had to correct her. The head of FEMA had to correct her and say, we're giving aid to everybody. We don't care what ethnic group they're in, but we're going to give aid to everybody. And that's what they're doing. But can you imagine the vice president saying that? That is totally unbelievable. And the president is saying those things that he is saying. Folks, this is unbelievable. So you Democrats, if you voted for this guy in the White House and the vice president, I think you should all be paying the extra money in gas and extra food costs, and give the Republicans a break. Give those individuals who did not vote for those idiots, let them pay everything, okay? And it is so unbelievable that some of the folks who voted for the Bidens and Harris will vote again for them. And I've been in conversation with several middle to up age minorities, especially black, and they are defending this administration. They are defending. Now, when I ask them, tell me, give me one thing that they've done that, to help the Americans and the voters. And you know what they do? They refer to Trump. Well, Trump, I didn't ask you about Trump. Trump has been gone almost 2 years. Biden, the Democrats control everything, folks. And somebody argued with me the other day, and that was a retired DEA agent. Oh, no, they don't. No, they don't. I said, they control the White House. That's the executive. They control the House. They control the Senate. What else is there to control? They control those branches. Those are the branches that that is running the country. Okay? But I was surprised. He said, oh, no, they're not. And I had to go back to basics with him. Okay? So these are things that we have to be aware of, folks. Okay? We must get out on November 8th. And vote the Democrats out of office. I don't care if we vote them all out, because especially the Congresswoman Sewell in Alabama, she's voted 100% with the Democrats. 100%. And sometimes against the voters in Alabama. Against the voters. Can you believe that? And now The Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday regarding districting. They want an additional district for minorities. But guess what? That's not for Republicans minority. That's for Democrat minorities, folks. That's what they want. So I'm hoping that the Supreme Court will not fall for it. Okay? One Democrat congressperson in Alabama is enough. We don't need her. I wish that I could get a minority Republican to replace her. Okay? So if you're listening to me out there, in 2 years, if she wins this election, which I think she will, then we need to find a minority candidate to run against her 2 years from now, because we need to get her out of Congress and, if possible, out of Alabama, okay? But this is very important. So please listen to what Dick Morris has said, folks, because he speaks the truth, just like I'm speaking the truth. I will not lie to you. We'll be right back.
Of increasing danger, where usual enforcement tactics are blocked and accepting harm and destruction is not an option. Now is the time for Nova Security Group with electronic solutions for today's conflicts. Nova Security Group is a proprietary electronic company with a 25-year history manufacturing, distributing, and certifying the use of our specialized, less lethal electronic products for law enforcement, an alternative means to lethal force to control unruly individuals on the streets or in institutional environments. Nova's mission is to provide products and training to reduce injury to law enforcement officers and protect the public through use of electronic force, reducing the risk of exposure to liability and litigation. Nova Security Group is the originator of stun technology and is currently manufacturing and improving a wide variety of products, all proprietary and patented. Don't wait. Contact Nova Security Group today to discuss your agency's needs or find more online. NovaSG-USA.com.
Do you own a classic car? Do you want to make your classic car look really classic? Then get a year of manufacturer license plate from LicensePlates.tv. Don't install a 2020 license plate on your 1960 classic car. Our authentic look replica license plates with your custom number will make your classic car stand out from the rest. LicensePlates.tv is an American company which can produce the year of manufacturer license plates for virtually any state, going back to 1930. Our plates are made of stamped or embossed aluminum with raised letters, numbers, and borders, and are made with spot-on letter and number fonts and colors. Look so good, your classic car will win best in show or best in class. That's right, our custom license plates are metal and have spot-on fonts and colors to match the originals. Don't wait. Order online at LicensePlates.tv. Use promo code CUSTOMTAGS for 10% off. That's LicensePlates.tv.
Drugs, gangs, delinquents in your community, and you know it's not supposed to be that way. Illegal immigrants taking your jobs, weakening your schools, and you know in your soul it can be better, but you don't know how. The Alabama Minority GOP might be for you. They know that strong families produce strong communities, leading to strong schools and a better education for your children. If you want to improve your community, find out more about the Alabama Minority GOP on Twitter at ALMGOP.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, welcome back, folks. We are on a mission here. We are on a mission. And we will continue with our mission until November 8th, and then we'll really be on a mission. So, folks, our first guest is Captain Paul Burke from the Mobile County Sheriff Department. Captain, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Stephen. How are you?
Great, great. So nice to have you on. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a proud to be born and raised in Mobile, Alabama. Graduated from BC Rain in 1983. And then joined the Navy at 17 years old. Spent 5 years there. And knowing I wanted to be in law enforcement, and done my 5 years, and I've been in law enforcement since.
Wow, wow, that is great. How long have you been with the Sheriff's Department?
I've been in the Sheriff's Office for 23 years, and I've been in law enforcement for 33 years.
Wow, that is fantastic. Now, you're running for Sheriff to replace Sheriff Cochran. That's a big shoe to fill.
It's a big shoe to fill, and I always want to be clear that he is retiring. I'm not running against him.
Right.
And because some people have thought that. Very big shoes to fill. and I worked for him in different capacities throughout my career, and I've learned a lot from him, and we agree with a lot of things, but you know, I'm different in a lot of ways as well.
Right, right. Captain, what department are you working within the Sheriff's Department now?
Well, actually, as of September 1st, I retired as captain.
Okay.
And we promoted Captain Terry Hall from my position. I'm now the Chief Deputy with the Sheriff's Office.
Okay.
So I'm over all administrative services within the Sheriff's Office.
Right. Now, I know you're going to make do a great job as the sheriff, because I feel that you're going to win this election and you'll be our next sheriff. What are some of your plans for the sheriff's office in Mobile?
Well, let me rewind a little bit, because I spent most of my career working narcotics investigations and homicide.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times those go hand in hand. And which feeds into the violent crime that we're experiencing in our community nowadays. Because if you look at most crimes, whether it be shootings, robberies, burglaries, assaults, thefts, they all revolve around drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And you will see me take a much, much more aggressive stance on drug dealers in our community. Not necessarily the users, because I know a lot of those habits were developed in different ways, and we need to give them some of the help that they need. I want to go after the ones dealing the poison in our community.
Right, right. Now, do you have any deputies on the DEA task force or the FBI task force?
Well, I have one on the DEA task force,
mm-hmm.
two on the FBI task force, and one on the ATF task force.
Mm-hmm.
And we will expand that. But in part of my reorganization plan,
mm-hmm.
I'm creating a special operations division where a lot of the drug enforcement, the canine, and some of our more proactive units will fall under one division,
mm-hmm.
and you will see a really, really proactive sheriff's office targeting these violent offenders. You know, I'm not so much worried with, you know, those who don't pay their traffic tickets, although they should be punished for not doing so, but the violent offenders are the ones who need to be in jail, and that's ones we need to keep in jail. And we have a great relationship with the DA's office, and I've met with some of the district judges, and they're all on board with keeping the violent people in jail, because that's a concern for our community.
Right, and I agree with you on that. Another big problem is drugs, okay, especially fentanyl. Now, I'm a retired DEA special agent. I worked the border for 3 years, and it's coming over the border, and the more influx of folks we got coming here from those areas, they're not just coming here for nothing. And so that's why this fentanyl and other drugs that are coming into our South Alabama, we really need, like you were saying, we need to expand our operations and try to nip it in the bud.
Well, I have very publicly declared war on fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
It's killing our young people. We received some videos today involving juveniles that I hope we can release in the future without showing their face or their names, but showing public what we're facing,
mm-hmm.
with this crisis with fentanyl, because all the drug dealers care about is money. They don't care about the lives that are lost, because
mm-hmm.
they have more customers to fill those slots, and it really is a crisis that we have to get ahead of, and the sheriff's office is very, very proactive,
mm-hmm.
in that field.
Great. Well, Sheriff, what else do you have that you anticipate doing once you're sworn in?
Well, there's a number of things that, you know, I've been talking with county commissioners and talking with some other legislators that involve, you know, funding, obviously. I think there's a great need for a court involving a mental health court and to address some of the mental health problems, because there are a lot of people in our jail that don't necessarily belong in jail from a criminal prospect. But, you know, they have to be somewhere. And that's all around the country, but I'm more concerned with our community. And I do believe we're getting some funding here that will address that problem. And, you know, we're looking at a veterans court that may help address some of the problems with our veterans. You know, a model after what Baldwin County has.
Right. And I was going to say,
my biggest focus, I want to keep the bad guys who are violent in jail. The others, I want to get them the help they need to be productive citizens.
Right. And I think that's very important, keeping the bad guys in jail. And one of the problems is that, especially in the liberal, the Democratic-run cities and states, they're letting these people out as fast as they go in.
Well, it's interesting you say that. We even have some of that here, not necessarily from a policy standpoint, but because the way the law is written, you know, there are many people who are repeat offenders who go before judges and released right back out on bond, who really should be kept in jail. And that's why, you know, certainly, you know, elections for DA and elections for sheriff are important. But what is equally important is Amendment 1, which will be on the ballot, which is a NIAS law, that will give the judges some guidance and the teeth that they need to keep the violent offenders in jail. And it kind of, some of those more liberal judges that we have kind of forces their hand on keeping the violent offenders in jail.
Well, that's good to know, and I'll say that again. That's Amendment 1, right?
Amendment 1, commonly known as a NIAS, is labeled a NIAS law. That is just as important as anything else on the ballot, because it protects the community.
Right. So we are urging all our voters out there within area to vote yes
for Amendment 1.
For Amendment 1. You heard it, folks, from Captain Burke here, who is soon to be Sheriff Burke from Mobile County Sheriff Department, and that's Amendment 1. So vote yes for Amendment 1, and that will give the judges more authority to keep these idiots and violent criminals in jail, keep them off the street. I think that's a very good point, Captain.
Well, it's important in the sense that, you know, a lot of judges kind of follow the current law to the letter, and where everyone is entitled to a bond, and that is the law.
Right.
However, it gives a little more guidance where if this person has committed violent offenses and has a history, it gives them something to stand on to give either an extremely high bond or no bond until they, you know, face the court. Because we have, in the last few years, I've seen so many cases where people were out on bond for murder, committing other murders.
Yeah.
And that's inexcusable.
Yeah. Now, we're going into our break here within a few seconds. So if you can hold on until after the break, we'll bring you back and finish up. Okay?
Sounds great.
All right, folks. We're speaking to Captain Paul Burke, who is our candidate for Mobile County Sheriff, and you got to vote for him, folks. I know him. I've known him for a long time. So please, let's vote for Captain Burke. We'll be right back.
Do you own a classic car? Do you want to make your classic car look really classic? Then get a year of manufacturer license plate from LicensePlates.tv. Don't install a 2020 license plate on your 1960 classic car. Our authentic look replica license plates with your custom number will make your classic car stand out from the rest. LicensePlates.tv is an American company which can produce the year of manufacturer license plates for virtually any state, going back to 1930. Our plates are made of stamped or embossed aluminum with raised letters, numbers, and borders, and are made with spot-on letter and number fonts and colors. Look so good, your classic car will win Best in Show or Best in Class. That's right, our custom license plates are metal and have spot-on fonts and colors to match the originals. Don't wait. Order online at LicensePlates.tv. Use promo code CUSTOMTAGS for 10% off. That's LicensePlates.tv.
Drugs, gangs, delinquents in your community, and you know it's not supposed to be that way. Illegal immigrants taking your jobs, weakening your schools, and you know in your soul it can be better, but you don't know how. The Alabama Minority GOP might be for you. They know that strong families produce strong communities, leading to strong schools and a better education for your children. If you want to improve your community, find out more about the Alabama Minority GOP on Twitter at ALMGOP.
In a world of increasing danger, where usual enforcement tactics are blocked and accepting harm and destruction is not an option, now is the time for Nova Security Group with electronic solutions for today's conflicts. Nova Security Group is a proprietary electronic company with a 25-year history, manufacturing, distributing, and certifying the use of our specialized, less lethal electronic products for law enforcement, an alternative means to lethal force to control unruly individuals on the streets or in institutional environments. Nova's mission is to provide products and training to reduce injury to law enforcement officers and protect the public through use of electronic force, reducing the risk of exposure to liability and litigation. Nova Security Group is the originator of stun technology and is currently manufacturing and improving a wide variety of products, all proprietary and patented. Don't wait. Contact Nova Security Group today to discuss your agency's needs or find more online. NovaSG-USA.com.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. I am George Williams, and I am on a mission. We are talking to Captain Paul Burke. He is our Republican candidate for Mobile County Sheriff, and he will be our next sheriff, folks. Captain, again, thank you for coming on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Captain, what do you think about these violent crimes that we're having around here? And do you have I know we can't stop it, but we can try to nip it somewhat in the bud.
You know, there are a number of ways to kind of address it head on. Just as we were talking a while ago, and I don't mind saying, I live in Midtown Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just proud Mobilian. And there were multiple gunshots just a couple blocks away while we were talking last segment. And that's something I get tired of. I sit out here with my family.
Right.
And, you know, it's a matter of, you know, I have some proactive programs with the sheriff's office, but I really want to partner with the police department and some of the other agencies close by to address it head on. And if they can't, you know, we'll take it on ourselves and do it.
Right. Now, Captain, also, there is a very, very, very number of young individuals who are armed, and they have very sophisticated arms. Now, how do you think this will impact with the new law that's coming to effect in January? I believe it's January 1st or 2nd, that anybody can carry a weapon in Alabama.
Well, you can probably hear about four or five other shots going off right now.
Okay. Ooh.
So here's my thoughts on that. You know, I understand what I'm all about, protecting our Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
However, this law was passed so quickly and with some misleading information the database that they say will be in place as of October 1st is still not in place. And the way it ties our hands is, let's just say we arrest a person or stop a person going down Government Street at Florida, and they have, you know, you can clearly see a weapon. They have no permit for the weapon. Mm-hmm. So we collect that weapon. We run tests. You know, I don't want to be specific as to how. We run that test, and we link that gun to four or five other crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens weekly.
Wow.
Once this law goes in place, it takes that ability away from us to arrest that person and seize that weapon to run those tests.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have many, many crimes go unsolved or linked from the weapon because you're not able to take it. And I don't think that was thought about when they rushed this law through.
Yeah. I'm
it's
very
crippling to law enforcement. That's the best way to say it is very crippling to law enforcement.
I'm very disappointed as a retired law enforcement that the Republicans passed this. I'm very disappointed. I don't think it should have been passed, but you guys have to suffer the consequence. And what do you think is a resolution? Do you think after a certain period they're going to go back, the legislatures, look at it and evaluate it?
We don't necessarily, we as law enforcement do suffer the consequences, but as a whole, the community suffers it because we can't get the bad actors off the street.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the only way to rectify it is for the legislature to go back and look and see where the mistakes may have been made or where they saw the rush to do this may have been an error and correct the problem. Because, I mean, they assert that it's about money, and it's not. It's about the safety of our community.
Right. Because the money is nothing. It's about the safety of the citizens, with these individuals who should not be carrying a weapon. Now they're going to be carrying a weapon.
You know, and that they talk about their database, and that's kind of what they sold this law on.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if a person, let's just say they have this database, it's only statewide. Mm. So if a violent offender moves here from Mississippi and decides they want to start carrying a gun, you know, without any kind of permit process, well, they'll never be checked because they can legally conceal a gun. They may be a violent offender, but we'll never know.
Never know.
Because they're not in our database.
Hmm. Wow. That's very frightening, Cap.
It really is. And I hope and pray that we don't see the ramifications from this passing of this law. But I think by summer of next year, we're going to see the true, you know, ramifications of what they passed.
Right.
And I think it's probably unintended. But I was born and raised here, and I've never seen the amount of violent crime that we face each and every day in Mobile.
Unbelievable.
It's unlike anything I've ever seen.
Unbelievable. Now, you said while we're doing this radio show and you're on your porch talking to us that you've heard gunshots.
Multiple. I mean, I live in Midtown, and, you know, there's probably been 15 since we've been talking tonight.
Holy cow. Whoa. That is unbelievable, Captain. It really, really is. So I hope the legislatures, and I know a lot of them are listening to this program, I hope you reconsider what you guys have done. And I'm shocked that the governor signed it into law. I really am. Because without the governor's signature, it wouldn't become law.
Yeah. And again, I think it was kind of forced through in a hurriedly fashion. And without a lot of thought about the consequences down the road.
Right. Right. unbelievable. Captain, I think we have about, five minutes. What else do you want our audience to know about Captain Paul Birch?
Well, I want everyone to know that, I'm born and raised here. I want to make Mobile a safer place. I want to make it a family-oriented place. But I want everybody to know that law enforcement is your friend. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you have an issue, call us. And I don't mind, you know, publishing my cell phone number because it's paid for by the citizens. I will always answer your call. Mm-hmm. Or if you come to my office, I will always meet with you face-to-face because I'm about community. And I'm about everything that makes Mobile prosper.
Right. I understand that. Now, you also control the jail.
The sheriff's office does control the jail, and that goes back to kind of our earlier conversations. That needs to be really preserved or reserved for violent offenders.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's people in there who, even whether it be a mental situation or financial thing, whether they're there for tickets or something, they don't belong incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
We need that space for people who are committing violent crimes upon our citizens.
Right, right. How are, in your experience working with our delegation here, how have they been receptive to the Sheriff's Department as far as if you need a law changed or you need additional laws to help law enforcement out?
You know, my experience with it, and again, a lot of this process is new to me, but my experience with it, they've been very, very helpful,
uh-huh.
Very willing to listen, and very willing to carry bills or information to help amend bills up in Montgomery. So I think we have a great local delegation, mm-hmm. and I hope to continue that relationship and even improve it because we all have one common interest, and that's to make Mobile better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about the liaison with the other local departments?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, working with other relationship with other city departments within Mobile County. I'm sorry.
I have a great relationship with those because I've through the years as a detective worked with a lot of different agencies, and so I've maintained those. I have a lot of great relationships with
great.
The chiefs, with the investigators, and the people that align with us in the department have continued those relationships. So we have really, and I started my career with Mobile PD, so I have really good relationships in all those departments, and that helps make for a very fluid mission to make it really able for us to accomplish one mission as a county.
All right, great. How can our folks in our audience get in touch with you and your campaign? Because we got about 5 weeks.
Yep, we have about 5 weeks. Our website is paulbirchforsheriff.com.
Mm-hmm.
My personal cell phone number is 251-599-6909.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a sheriff's office or law enforcement related issue, mm-hmm. my number is 251-463-3676. I always answer my phone.
Great, great.
And because, I figured, taxpayers pay for that phone number, so I'm obligated to answer.
Great, great. All right, Captain, we really appreciate you coming on, and we encourage everybody out there to vote for Chef Paul, Captain Paul Bird, okay?
Well, if I could say one more thing.
Yes, sir.
Just as equally as Sheriff's Office, we can only deposit people in jail. It's important to have a district attorney who pursues those charges. So we need Keith Blackwood as our district attorney.
Right.
And I will restate, vote yes on Amendment 1 for Nye's law to give us the teeth to keep those violent offenders in jail.
Right. He is going to be on this program. He's been on several times. He's going to be on next week, and I support him, okay? I support him. We need a good district attorney. So can you imagine Shaf Burke and Keith Blackwood working together? And we encourage our voters to do that. Okay, Cap?
All right. You have a great night, and thank everyone for listening.
All right. Thank you, folks. We'll be back after these messages.
Gangs, delinquents in your community, and you know it's not supposed to be that way. Illegal immigrants taking your jobs, weakening your schools, and you know in your soul it can be better, but you don't know how. The Alabama Minority GOP might be for you. They know that strong families produce strong communities, leading to strong schools and a better education for your children. If you want to improve your community, find out more about the Alabama Minority GOP on Twitter at ALMGOP.
In a world of increasing danger, where usual enforcement tactics are blocked and accepting harm and destruction is not an option, now is the time for Nova Security Group with electronic solutions for today's conflicts. Nova Security Group is a proprietary electronic company with a 25-year history, manufacturing, distributing, and certifying the use of our specialized, less lethal electronic products for law enforcement, an alternative means to lethal force to control unruly individuals on the streets or in institutional environments. Nova's mission is to provide products and training to reduce injury to law enforcement officers and protect the public through use of electronic force, reducing the risk of exposure to liability and litigation. Nova Security Group is the originator of stun technology and is currently manufacturing and improving a wide variety of products, all proprietary and patented. Don't wait. Contact Nova Security Group today to discuss your agency's needs or find more online. NovaSG-USA.com. Do you own a classic car? Do you want to make your classic car look really classic? Then get a year of manufacturer license plate from LicensePlates.tv. Don't install a 2020 license plate on your 1960 classic car. Our authentic look replica license plates with your custom number will make your classic car stand out from the rest. LicensePlates.tv is an American company which can produce the year of manufacturer license plates for virtually any state, going back to 1930. Our plates are made of stamped or embossed aluminum with raised letters, numbers, and borders, and are made with spot-on letter and number fonts and colors. Look so good, your classic car will win best in show or best in class. That's right, our custom license plates are metal and have spot-on fonts and colors to match the originals. Don't wait. Order online at LicensePlates.tv. Use promo code CustomTags for 10% off. That's LicensePlates.tv.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. I am George Williams, your host. I really appreciate it, Captain Burge, coming in and telling you about himself and what he wants to do. What he will do once he becomes the sheriff of Mobile County. So I'm urging everyone out there to vote for him, okay? I'm urging all out there to get to the polls. Get to the polls. And I was at the Mobile County executive meeting last night, and the county chairman told everyone there, if you need a ride, someone will take you there. Okay, someone will take you, and we're going to have that phone number next week during our next show. So if you need a ride to the polling station, someone will take you there. You are, some of you who are don't drive and have some problems, we will take you there. We will take you to the polls, okay? So I'm really concerned with some of the things that the captain said about law enforcement, because after January 1st, folks, it's going to be very difficult for law enforcement, okay, to deal with folks who are armed and who should not be carrying a weapon. Definitely, definitely. So another thing I want to talk to you about, and this has been happening to me, okay, and I know it happened to a lot of you, these scams, these telephone scams. And a lot of it started with Nigerians. And I had a situation where one of the bishops called me, and they had a person on the line who was saying that the bishop was doing for the church. They were buying church material from Nigeria. And somehow or another, these individuals got there and said that they got on the phone and said they had an arrest warrant for her. And she said, why? And they said, well, because you, this person you were buying this, these items from were some kind of bad person. And that this individual who was on the phone said, I am from the agency in the Department of Justice, okay, the Witness Protection Program. And I'm listening to this individual. And I'm listening. So she said, what is the Witness Protection Program? He said, well, it's an agency in the Department of Justice, and I can get you out of it, okay? And, of course, it was for some money. So I'm listening. I recognize the way this person was speaking, and I butted in, and I said, well, what agency are you with? I'm with the Witness Protection Agency. I said, oh, is that an agency? Who, what department is it? Who controls it? Well, it's the Witness Protection Agency, and believe me, I know about the Witness Protection. I've had a few of my informants placed in there after they testified against some of their bad associates. So I said, wow. I told him he was a liar, he was a scammer, and he was a 419er. And when I say 419, folks, you may not know what it is. The victims here may not know what it is, but I know what it was. It is, and it's a law that when I was stationed in Nigeria, I helped the law enforcement agency there send a person from the U.S. Department of Justice to work with the Nigerians on a law that would be effective against these scammers. And it was the two people came over from Washington, and they helped create this law, and it was Article 419. So we call it the 419 law. And I know a lot of you listening to me, you've been receiving these calls, okay? And the best thing to do when you receive these calls, you hang up and block the number, okay? Don't listen to these individuals because they're very, very, very convincing, and a lot of their targets are the older individuals, okay? For example, I have $2 million and I can't get it out of the bank, but I need you to put it in your account. So before you put it in your account, you have to send me $5,000, okay? That's a trick. That's a scam, folks. Don't even talk to these individuals, but they are pretty convincing, but they are scammers. They're 419ers, okay? And just the other day in Nigeria, one of my buddies in law enforcement over there said they arrested 92 scammers who were calling all over the world committing these scams. Okay? I remember when I was at Murtala Mohammed Airport, coming back to the States or traveling to another country, because myself and my agents, we were responsible for 40 countries over in Africa. And at the airport, you would see maybe 50 people They were in the airport, in a section of the airport. Everybody was on the computer. Because at that time, the airport had internet service, okay? And they didn't have it in their homes. So they used to come to the airport, take those computers, and do scams with them. And we reported this to the authorities, but they didn't do anything about it over there because corruption was, and it still is prevalent in African countries. I tell you, you never know when there's going to be a coup, and every time there's a coup, they get rid of the Constitution and they write one that they want written up, and that's what they do, folks. But anyway, what I did as the head of my DEA office, I said, well, you know, we did investigations regarding drugs and stuff. So I tell you what I'm going to do. I am going to write to our headquarters and ask them to have an FBI who is in charge of these scams along with the Secret Service, and have them send an FBI agent over here and to work on these scams, because we have our own mission. So that's what they did. And there's an FBI agent over there. I think they may have two. But normally, the FBI, they would have one to cover about 30 countries. They call them LEGATs, legal attachés, okay? But in Nigeria, they need about 30 of them over there. So my advice to you folks is, if you receive these calls, don't talk to the, once you find the individuals, what they're doing, hang up and block the number. Some of them have 20 and 30 numbers, but you have to do it 20 or 30 times, folks. Okay? So I think, you know, you should be aware of what is going on with all of these scam calls. These scam calls, and they're not all Nigerians, because you got a lot of companies have people do it too, about your warranty on your car or, you know, your roof and all that stuff. But I'm talking about these scams where they're trying to trick you out of money, okay? So don't fall for it. Just block the calls. Then don't talk to them. Once you find out that they are scammers or potential scammers, hang up the phone and then block it right away, okay? All right, folks, that's all we have for tonight. We'll be back next week, and we have to concentrate on this election coming up, okay? Remember, every Tuesday until the election, we're red. We're red, folks. We're going to have a red wave on the 8th of November. All right, next week. Vai con Deus.